continue to seek this place, saith the Spirit of grace. Courtship, courtship, courtship. A continual place of courting my presence, corporately and personally, saith the Spirit of grace. For the more that you're able to sit in my presence, the more that I can pull you in. The more that I can pull you in, the more that I own of your heart. And the more that I own of your heart, the more I own of your treasures. Those things that you treasure most, give unto me. Give unto me, for I desire that I would bless you in a place where I could come to you and transfer over the wealth of my spirit. For the desire of your heart is to know me. The transfer of me pulling you in and giving you a place of richness in the spirit. Yes, sir. Some men have faulted themselves by thinking that the wealth of this world is the satisfaction, or even the things that I desire of them. I take no pleasure in these things, but I take pleasure in the wealth of your spirit being transferred and you laying down before me as a father and me owning all the treasures of your heart. For where a man's heart is, there were his treasure. Those places, that place where his treasures is, wherever they're at, that's where his heart will be also. Either way, the truth stands. Know this, that I desire to bring you into that place. Courtship. Staying in my presence outside of these walls will bring you into that place. It'll bring you into a place where you'll not recognize yourself in the days ahead, saith the Spirit of grace. Grace. Grace is the transfer of my strength for your weaknesses. For those who make no excuses, but look up in a private place of intimacy, I will exchange years and years of that which has been taken by your submission to lies and traditions. But I desire for you to know the truth and to walk in the fullness of the truth. Be filled with life every day, saith the Spirit of grace. For I've not ordained one moment on this earth for you to have a blue Monday. I've not ordained one moment on this earth for you to be sick, impoverished, tired, afflicted. For my glory in the midst of affliction is that you would stand up against persecution and stand up against the temptations of the flesh to go after sin and stand strong. But I have no glory in the weaknesses that destroy the body or the emotions or leave a person depleted of resources. I desire to lift you up. I desire to continually make this transfer to you, saith the Spirit of grace.